Can I ask you, like, what brought you to the event? What interested you particularly about, like, German poetry and translation?
So I'm one of the poets. I'm one of the guests, and I'm also a translator. I translate from Kurdish, which is my mother tongue. So in translation is very of interest, yes.
Did you like identify with a lot of the techniques they were using to translate?
Yeah, these were the dilemmas we all have as translators, I guess. You know, how it's about loyalty to the text, but also making it sit and sing, as Karen was saying, in the translated language. So it's very difficult, these choices we make, you know, how close you can stay to the original text. When it, you know, a disfragmented metaphorical text might work in the original language, but when you translate it into English, it seems not very easy, or, you know, not very well done. I mean, I remember somebody once said to me that some of these Middle Eastern poetry sound flowery. It's too much, you know, and to get that balance right, to stick close to the text, but also to make it sit comfortably in the language, in the new language, is these dilemmas we all deal with.
So which translation do you think, I know no one wanted to say, but is there one that you prefer, like the sound being more important, or maybe the content?
I like them both, and actually I because having heard the original, I speak a little bit of German, not fluent. I think the two of them complemented for me the poem. It made my understanding better of the poem, of the technique that the writer had used in terms of the rhyme scheme, the words he had chosen, why he had chosen, and this thing even that somebody in the audience said about the poem Pendulum. Now I understand the poem better, and I think maybe sometimes we do need that. We need more perspectives on translating a poem, especially if it is an intricate and difficult poem.
Yeah, so the two poems working together.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.